When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Who are the latest prospects to stash? Find out next on Fantasy Baseball Today Express. Welcome into FBT Express on Wednesday, June 10th. I am Frank Sample, joined by Scott White. And we did talk at length about Brady Montgomery and Cole Carrick on our full-length episode, so make sure to check that out. The five prospects on the periphery, these are five names that are making some noise as of late. We have Mike Sirota of the Dodgers, Jason Chourio of the Guardians, Josiah Hartshorn of the Cubs, Kellen Lindsay of the Dodgers, and Luis De La Torre of the Giants. What do we have on this group?
Well, Mike Sirota, not to be confused with Mike Soroka, of course, this is an outfielder in the Dodgers organization, came over from the Reds in the Gavin Lux trade, and boy, what a mistake. The Dodgers have some great outfield prospects, and Mike Sirota has been among the lesser discussed of them, but he's showing he might just be the best. He might just be the best. So he got called up to Double A's 18 games ago. So split this year between High A and Double A. He's getting up to the big boy leagues now. He is currently riding a 48 game on base streak and is on what amounts to a 30-30 pace over 162 games. He's reaching base at a 484 clip. It has only gone up with the move up to Double A. So Mike Sirota looking like the real one, and the Reds have egg on their face. Jason Chourio is the brother of Jackson Chourio, and he's also an outfielder. He's in the Guardians organization. You may remember a couple years ago, if you're somebody who follows these things, and if you're here, you probably are, Jason Chourio was a consensus top 100 guy, but had a really bad year. He had a really bad year, fell off all the lists. Now he is back doing things that make him interesting again. He is at Double A too, recently got moved up there, but it hasn't slowed him down. And for the year, Jason Chourio is slashing 324, 425, 500, hitting the ball hard, showing incredible plate discipline, which is why that on-base percentage is so high. He's not Jackson Chourio. He doesn't have that kind of upside or that kind of power especially, but the hit tool itself might be a little bit better actually. And I think it's time to think of Jason Chourio as a prospect again. Josiah Hartshorn for the Cubs. This may be a new name for a lot of you. He was drafted last year only in the sixth round, but debuted this year in full season ball. They put him straight in A ball. Low A to begin the year. He's moved up to High A as a 19-year-old. So they're really put the pressure on Josiah Hartshorn right away, and he has delivered on it. He, between those two levels of A ball, he's slashed 305, 430, 529. Has nine home runs. Hits the ball with authority, which was known coming in that he could do that. But the surprise has been how good his hit tool itself has been. He's actually walked more than he struck out this year. Again, as a 19-year-old in A-ball, I think Josiah Hartshorne needs to be moving up people's lists. We have Kellen Lindsay here, who Kellen Lindsay was the Dodgers' first-round pick in 2024, known mostly for his athleticism at the time. He was given 80 grades for his speed. He's been mostly injured since they took him in the first round of 2024, so we haven't seen him much. But behind the scenes, they've been working on his swing to get more impact out of it, and we're seeing it pay off here finally. He's only at low A, but Kellen Lindsay's still 20 years old, so it's not that's not too crazy, a 20-year-old at low A. He's batting .423 down there, and he has 10 extra base hits in 17 games. Again, for a guy with 80 grade sprint speed. So the Dodgers may have done it again with Kellen Lindsay, a second baseman. He might be shortstop eligible in your league, but it seems like he's transitioning to second base. And finally, we have Luis De La Torre here of the Giants. He has 6.9 walks per nine on the year. So that's a problem. It was a serious problem at first. The reason I am highlighting Luis De La Torre here, though, is because the walks have suddenly evaporated in his last two starts. He has two walks spanning 11 innings in those two starts to go along with 21 strikeouts. So Luis De La Torre, great fastball, great slider, good bat missing ability. It's really just the control that's holding him back. But he may have turned the corner as far as that goes, if these last two starts are any indication.
All right, let's take a break, and we'll be back right after this.
Furniture shopping can be overwhelming. There are so many options, and it's hard to know what's actually worth it. That's why I always turn to reviews to guide my decisions. If something has hundreds of five-star reviews, I'm paying attention. And Bob's Discount Furniture has tons of highly rated pieces that make choosing a whole lot easier. Like their Elm Dining Set, which has over 700 five-star reviews. It's a gorgeous setup with a real marble table and comfortable Bob-a-pedic seating that instantly upgrades your dining space. And at $9.99, it's a super approachable way to get that high-end look. Or check out Bob's Copper Radiance Queen Extra Firm Mattress. Over 400 five-star reviews and recommended by Consumer Reports. It's designed with a copper-infused cover and high-density Bob-a-pedic foam for support. Plus, it comes with a 20-year warranty. And if you're looking for a sofa upgrade, the modular Bob sectional is a customer favorite with over 1,000 five-star reviews. It's got soft, durable upholstery, storage, wireless charging, and starts at just $250 per piece, so you can customize it without overthinking it. For quality furniture and everyday low prices, shop at Bob's. It's where America shops for furniture.
Welcome back, FBT Express, the five prospects on the verge of getting the call. Number five, I believe he's been number five 3 weeks in a row. We have Yohandy Morales of the Nationals.
He has been number five over and over again, and he continues to do the same things. A couple home runs since the last time we talked about him. He's got that slash line up to 341, 417, 592. He's got to get a chance here. There's nothing more he could possibly do at AAA. Hitting the ball with a ton of authority. Plate discipline. You know, he chases too much. But not so much that it has to be a deal breaker necessarily. So I think the Nationals are still sorting out their infield between Curtis Meade and Luis Garcia. Maybe they just need to go ahead and give up at on Nassim Nunez at second base. Let one of those other guys take over there, and then they could call Morales up. I think could happen any day.
Number four on this list is River Ryan from the Dodgers. The problem here, what's holding him back, Eric Lauer all of a sudden is pitching well.
Yeah, Eric Lauer just had a good start, and actually River Ryan just had a bad start at AAA, gave up four earned runs in six innings. Overall numbers there are still good. 33 strikeouts compared to six walks. a guy who averages about 98 on his fastball, coming back from Tommy John surgery, and was looking, you know, he got some time in the majors in 2024 before needing that surgery, and looked pretty good then. So, the way starting pitcher is, a spot could open up at any moment. There doesn't appear to be one right now for River Ryan, but he's 27 years old. The Dodgers are going to want to get something out of him sooner than later.
Number three on this list, we have Carson Milbrandt from the Marlins. They have been dealt a lot of injuries so far this season. He's up at AAA. Who knows? Maybe we see him soon.
We've talked about him a lot on this podcast, how he's been arguably the biggest pitching breakout this year. His first start at AAA, so they recently moved him up to AAA, made one start. And it was fine in one respect. He threw six shutout innings, gave it just two hits. He also struck out just one in those six innings. So that was a bit of a head scratcher and might make them think twice about quickly promoting him to the majors, as desperate as they are. Worth reminding you, though, at AA, Carson Milbrandt had 12.1 strikeouts per nine innings and an 18% swinging strike rate. So one start at AAA probably doesn't tell us as much as those numbers do. And I don't think the Marlins' current plan for their starting five is sustainable. They got a couple bullpen games happening every time through. I think they really need Carson Milbrandt to come up once he shows he's just as dominant at AAA as AA.
All right, number two on this list is Kalen Culpepper of the Twins. They've been rocking with a combination of Tristan Gray and Orlando Arcia, Ryan Creedler at shortstop. Feels like, any day now they could turn it over to Kalen Culpepper.
Yeah, and that's been true for a while now. I think what makes it all the more clear is that Royce Lewis back in the majors now, and they didn't go right back to their previous infield alignment once he returned. At the start of the year, it was Royce Lewis at third base, Brooks Lee at shortstop, and it was only after Lewis got sent down that Lee moved to third base, and that very unappealing trio began playing at shortstop, led by Tristan Gray. That only happened when Lewis got sent down. Lewis came back. He's back. Lee's still at third base because he's not very good at playing shortstop. And so Lewis has had to get his at-bats at second base, first base. Shortstop remains manned primarily by Tristan Gray. That's not a path forward for the Twins. I think it suggests they're leaving the path wide open for Kalen Culpepper. His batting average, Culpepper's dipped below 250 a couple of weeks ago, but it's back up to 270 now to go along with 373 on base percentage, 14 home runs, 13 steals, and 869 OPS. And no major defensive concerns there, as far as I know. So Culpepper is going to happen sooner than later.
And the number one prospect on the verge is Luis Lara of the Brewers, who just signed a seven-year, $31 million extension. Usually once we get these extensions, Scott, it's not far off until we see that prospect in the majors.
And that's why Luis Lara has leapt to the top of the list here. Now they're paying him major league dollars to play in the minors. And the other reason why this usually signals a promotion is because it takes the service time issue off the table completely. He's cost controlled now for the next 7 years. So they have every incentive to call him up, not the least of which is their outfield kind of stinks apart from Jackson Churio. And this is obviously a really good team overall. They don't want to give away wins by wasting at bats on bad outfielders like Sal Frelick mainly. But Garrett Mitchell hasn't been great either. Mitchell is, of course, their center fielder, but that's Luis Lara's biggest selling point, a great defender in center. But he's also a great hitter, batting .338 at AAA, .450 on base percentage, 19 steals, more walks than strikeouts, and that gap is widening every time. Every time we talk about Luis Lara. So like the hit tool is plus here. And a little bit of pop too. The exit velocities aren't that great, but for a 21-year-old, they're not bad. He seems to know how to, his swing seems to be pretty well suited for maximizing the power output. And the hit tool, the stolen base ability, is so good that, you know, I think he could get away right now with not being anything special power wise. So, you know, outfield's a major need, especially in five outfielder leagues. I think time to stash Lara away for the inevitable promotion.
All right. For more extensive fantasy baseball coverage, listen to our full-length podcast, Fantasy Baseball Today, on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else podcasts are found. Thanks for listening to Fantasy Baseball Today Express, and we'll be back again later this week. Bye-bye.